Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Imagine being an emotional sponge, constantly absorbing and soaking up other people's emotions, but eventually having to wring yourself out so that you can stay afloat. Today's question from a fellow INFP is, I'm incredibly empathetic, but sometimes I get overwhelmed by other people's emotions. How can I protect my own emotional well-being while helping others? What's up, Legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, where I help INFPs to utilize the strengths of their personality type to live a life of meaning and purpose. Emotional well-being is quite a topic, and it comes up all the time in the INFP meetups and INFP Discord, and that's because we spend a lot of time focusing on it. Other personality types also deal with emotionally being stressed out and overwhelmed and things like that too, but it's not highlighted as much as it is for us. It's not one of the constant themes that comes up in their lives because their personality type is different. They have their own struggles. We have ours too. Sometimes ours seem like they are unfair. Based off how the world is made, I understand that. And yet, knowing your personality type is one of the key methods that you can implement in order to deal with these things that are going to constantly happen. That knowledge is your tool set that you can use to tackle or solve these problems. This empathetic prowess that we have is like a double-edged sword. So how can we understand it as a strength and as a weakness so that we can deal with it? Well, first, let's talk about it as a weakness. So when we are constantly delving into how does something make me feel? How does this resonate with me? How does this conflict with who I am as a person? Because we need to maintain our identity. We have this like lovely attachment, this precious attachment to who we are as a person. That's great. That's fine. But when other things happen, we're constantly worried about it being contaminated, it being changed or altered, because this is us. This is who we know we are. And if that changes, then who are we? And then we have to go into this super deep journey of self-discovery even more to right those wrongs, to re-understand who we are, to rewrite our lives' stories. And with this, we get to understand more of it is not the other person's feelings that we are absorbing. I know it might feel like that, but based off my understanding of myself, and this was something that Antonia Dodge from Personality Hacker first cued me into, was that we are seeing the other person, and then we are using our extroverted intuition to extrapolate, to imagine all the different options and possibilities of who that person is, what that person's doing. And in order to understand that, we go inward into ourselves to see who would we be if we were in that situation, to have ourselves emerge into that situation. What would we have to have done? What would our intentions be? How would we be feeling? What would our thoughts and beliefs be? And that is because we're going inward, okay? And all that inward processing time in an active external environment is draining, because we're also trying to keep up with the new feedback and the new information that's happening, the new things that people are doing. And that's a lot of reprocessing. It's a lot of understanding more and more about ourselves. And that can feel exhausting. So a lot of times we're just like, well, I'd rather just stay home and not talk to people, because people bring new experiences, new understandings, and drama, and all these other things. So we just choose to not take on those. Is that the right choice or not? I guess it depends on who you are and who you want to become. Now, as a strength, because we have done all of this self-discovery, if you've put yourself into social situations and stretched your boundaries, you've done a lot of work. You have a lot of self-understanding and a lot of universal understanding, because what is unique, what feels unique to you is actually a universal emotion and a universal feeling. Now, sometimes we miscalibrate our intuition, but you've done a lot more feeling than most other types have. So that is a strength. That is a superpower. And you can bring that into other situations to help people feel better at their emotion, to do emotional Aikido, to take some sad feeling that they're having and saying, well, what if it was this? What if it was this? Let's just kind of shake it loose a little bit. And then they start to feel better. And you can do that with yourself too, if you choose to, if you choose to, if you choose to. I know it feels nice. I don't think nice is the right word. It feels familiar and a bit exciting to explore deep, dark, sad emotions, heavy emotions. But you don't have to. And you can change your emotions. You can change your posture. You can take the emotion out. Imagine it as a color. Where do you feel it? I feel it right here. Take it out. Change the color, spin it the other way, put it back in, or put it somewhere else, and you will feel differently. There are tons of things that you can do with your body, with your beliefs, with your breathing, to change how you feel. And so if you are feeling overwhelmed by other people's emotions, maybe just imagine taking the emotion out. Say, this, you are not my emotion. Get out of here. Lick it away. like a booger. Or, how did you get in here? What are you trying to teach me? What is the lesson that this emotion has for me? Use it for self-discovery. Embrace being curious about other people and yourself. And you will start to utilize more and more of the strengths of your personality type as an INFP. And the last point, get some rest. If you need rest, if you need some time, if you need to be like, hey, I'm just going to go for a walk because that's what I want to do right now. Nobody can stop you. I mean, barring, you know, physical constraints, which is beyond the topic of this conversation. If you need to take that time to do you, to process, to rejuvenate, then do it. Let me know down below in the comments what has helped you. And don't keep geek psychology a secret. If this has helped you, then share it with somebody else who you think it could help too. Good luck. Have fun. Peace. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.